And now we return to our main story, the hurricane in Florida. Our colleague Lulu Garcia Navarro joins us from the newsroom at member station WLRN in Miami. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, Linda.
So what is the latest where you are?
Most of the airports in the entire state of Florida are closed, according to the governor. Hundreds of thousands of people now without power here in South Florida. All of the people in the Florida Keys are without power as the storm has made landfall there. Linda, this was one of the biggest evacuations in Florida history. Some 30% of the state is under a mandatory evacuation order because the storm is so wide. Also, it has changed course tracking to West Florida instead of East Florida. But of course, even though people are being told to leave low-lying coastal areas, not everyone has. The other day, I met Paul J. Natter. He's a hairdresser and makeup artist living in Miami Beach. He lives on the top floor of an older building right on the water.
This is the lobby, you know, of our building, and you know they're covering the windows. They said that they were going to shut down the elevators because this building gets flooded, the downstairs. And if the elevators get all the way down there, they're going to get damaged.
We rode up the elevators while they still worked to his apartment.
So this building gets flooded just during regular storms?
In high tide. At least once a month, you know, when the moon comes up.
Because you're right on the water.
Well, that's the bay. That's Biscayne Bay. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, you know, we're high up. And this, you know, this building is pretty solid. I think these walls are cinder blocks.
Uh-huh. I have to ask you, because you've just told me that in high tide, at least once a month, this building gets flooded, and there's a huge storm coming. Why are you staying here? Why aren't you evacuating? This is under mandatory evacuation.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm high. I'm not gonna drown. The water's not gonna come up to here. You know. Why am I not? You know, it's the aftermath. You know, I don't want to go all the way north because they're going to get hit with a hurricane. And, you know, the devastation is going to be pretty bad. You know, the roads are going to be full of debris for them to get back. It's going to, they'll probably be another week before you can get back in here.
So you just feel like there's nowhere safe to go anyway? Better to be home?
Exactly.
Let me see your windows. I mean,
sure.
Okay, first of all, what a spectacular view.
Right.
So I can see all the way down to downtown Miami.
Right.
And all the islands of Miami Beach with the very fancy houses. And it's a stunning view. So I can see why you live here. I'm still perplexed about why you stay here. So these windows, are they stormproof?
They survived Andrew.
How many people are staying in this building, do you know?
I don't know exactly how many, but there's a nice bunch, you know. I'm really not that worried.
Linda, we reached out to Natter this morning, and he's dry on the 16th floor, but management has informed residents that water is indeed getting into the building.
They went through the PA and said, you know, that to please not to come down to the lobby because the lobby is starting to take on water. And from, I guess from the wind pressure and the water, you know, getting in through under the doors, and also that some people on the east side of the building are taking on water also into their apartments.
The worst is yet to come, but he's more worried for Key West and Naples, he says, than his own safety.
So I feel very safe here.
That was Paul J. Natter and Lulu Garcia Navarro in Miami.